Good morning. It is Friday, April 16th. I'm Ian Costello, and this is the Daily Six on the COIN Podcast Network. We start with breaking news and another mass shooting, this time in Indianapolis, Indiana, where a gunman killed several people at a FedEx facility overnight. At least eight are dead, including the shooter, who police say took his own life. Several other victims were taken to nearby hospitals. Stick with COIN 6 News and COIN.com for updates. Unrest in Chicago overnight after the release of a video showing a police officer shooting a 13-year-old boy on March 29th. The video appears to show Adam Toledo drop a gun before raising his arms. The video does show the police officer trying to revive the boy, but he died. A gun was found a few feet away. More protests in Minnesota. For a fifth straight night, people gathered near the Brooklyn Center Police Department following the shooting death of Deontay Wright. Former police officer Kim Potter, who says she accidentally mistook her gun for her taser, has been charged with manslaughter and is due back in court next month. Both sides will present closing arguments in the Derek Chauvin trial Monday in Minneapolis. The former police officer is facing murder and manslaughter charges for the death of George Floyd last May. Chauvin invoked his Fifth Amendment rights and did not testify during the trial. Fire danger is on the rise here in the Pacific Northwest due to expected warm weather this weekend. Several counties in our area have issued immediate burn bans, including Multnomah, Clark, Washington, Clackamas, Polk, and Lynn. And on Monday, everyone in Oregon 16 or older will be eligible to sign up for a COVID-19 vaccine. But be prepared. Experts say it may take some time to schedule the actual appointment due to high demand. You can find a lot more information on signing up for vaccine appointments on COIN.com. You probably know the Willamette Valley is home to some of the best white wines in the world. But do you know how it all started? Be sure to check out our brand new episode of Six Questions right now on the COIN Podcast Network. Emily Burris talks to Maria Ponzi about how her family started an Oregon wine revolution, what the future holds for the industry at large, and the Ponzi brand after a huge sale. You can find it wherever you get your favorite podcasts. We'll talk to you on Monday.